Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the title to your home? The deed? An abstract? How are they created, and why are they important? Let's go in-depth with Chris Hoig with Marion County Title Services, Knoxville, and Pella. So, Chris, what does Marion County Title Services do?
We provide title evidencing is our main source. And in Iowa, your evidence of ownership of a property or the bank's ownership that they have their mortgage or lien in a first position is based upon an abstract. And an abstract is a summary of the recorded documents to that piece of property. So every deed or mortgage or easement or lien that is filed at the county recorder's office, we put in sort of a published form, in a book form. And the word abstract comes from, we'll take those documents and brief them in a legalese sort of form. A 12-page mortgage or a 6-page contract will reduce down to 4 or 5 paragraphs of the pertinent information. And then that document is reviewed by the attorney, an attorney who examines it and issues an opinion or a letter to the owner of the bank stating the status of title. So the way that you can prove to a buyer that you own the property and there aren't outstanding liens or there are items that maybe affect the property, such as easements, the new buyer can be advised of those items and whether they can get good title to the property.
Okay, so let me get this right. We've got the abstract, which is a summary of all the documents throughout the history of records for that property.
For that specific property, yeah.
Okay, and then the title is a separate document that shows that you have the rights to that property, you own that property?
The attorney's letter, the opinion?
The opinion, well, does that do it, or does the actual title, the title is a document?
No, there's not a title like there is to your car.
No.
Okay, title is more like an abstract, it's like freedom. Okay, it's not a, there's not a piece of, you could hold definitely in your hand. When you buy a property, you get a deed, and it's a paper that transfers title to you, and it actually does that, but it's not your really evidence of ownership, where like a car title would be, okay? And that document, that deed from the buyer to the seller contracts both those parties to it. But the key is recording it at the county courthouse, at the recorder's office. That gives public notice to that transfer. So once that's done, everybody knows of the transaction, and that really validates it. So if you get a deed to the property and don't file that deed, the seller could go out, sell it to somebody else, give them a deed, and if they beat you to the courthouse to record it, they would appear to be the owner of record. Now, there could be litigation, there could be a lawsuit, and you may be able to prove you owned it, but it would be expensive and cumbersome. But the laws to real estate are dependent upon that constructive notice or the recording of those documents at the courthouse. And then liens are the same way, such as when you get a mortgage on your house, there's a first lien, and then if you get a maybe home equity loan, that would be a second lien, and it's that recording, that date of priority of filing is what ranks the order of those liens.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this straight, is that we have all the information, we have the abstract, and the title is an abstract concept that refers back to that.
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, and I bet that goes all the way back to some muddy field in England somewhere,
yeah,
the whole history.
So European land, our records are probably mimicked after the English and British column, British, I guess.
So it works, though, huh?
It works. It's worked well. Iowa's sort of a, different in the title business than every other state in the country in that title insurance started in the mid-1900s. And what happened was the dependence on that attorney's opinion changed to actually an insurance policy. Insurance company would do that exam of the title or with the information in the abstract, and they would sell an insurance policy to the owner or the bank that there are no title defects. It's sort of weird because it's insurance for things that have already happened. And then and the title insurance entities, and it does happen, cases of fraud. If you'd have a deed that was signed by not actually one of the owners, maybe a man brought in a woman who pretended to be a wife, signed the deed, sold the property, and the wife didn't sign it, well, that would be fraud. And it wouldn't really be discovered easily from the public records because you don't know that that's their signature. And the so that and also insuring all these little companies and attorneys, most of the company adopted, most of the states adopted a title insurance rules. Iowa was the last state to follow that, and they did it in the late 1980s. And that was when the secondary mortgage market began, where the banks wouldn't have only have their money to loan for home loans, but they could actually sell those home loans to investors, usually on the East or West Coast. So they would bundle those mortgages together and attempt to sell them. Well, those investors wanted title insurance because that's what they had in every other state. And Iowa didn't offer that, and those investors didn't want an attorney's opinion from Iowa. They wanted the title insurance policy, which they were used to. Okay. So in 1987, I believe the Bar Association and the abstractors and the lenders got together and formed a state title insurance company called Title Guarantee. So today we provide that coverage. It's sort of, and whether you're in, you know, Missouri or California or Iowa, it's the same process. It's just a little different name. A title search is run, and we find all the items of record that affect that property. And then an examination is made. In Iowa, it's done by an attorney. In the title insurance states, it's done by a title agent. Examines that search of the records. And then a guarantee is given. The title insurance in most of the other states and title guarantee in Iowa, which is based upon the attorney's opinion. Now, in Iowa, it's still typical, unless that mortgage is being sold, to just rely on the attorney's opinion. The prohibition against title insurance was challenged. I'm not sure. I believe it was in the 1980s. And the Chicago Title Insurance Company brought suit against Iowa saying that you shouldn't have the prohibition of commercial title insurance. And they discovered in their in the court that for the last 3 or 4 years prior to that, Chicago Title had received like $250,000 in premiums and paid no claims. So they said it wasn't a benefit. It's not necessary. It's not a benefit to the people of Iowa. Well, that's a little bit, that fee is not all for insurance. That fee also included the title and search and examination, which just a little piece on top of that is actually for the insurance. But anyway, the prohibition has stood and still stands. I can't sell title insurance here. But if I had an office in Omaha, I could sell title insurance because you can't issue it from inside the state. But honestly, our product is very good, and our product is as inexpensive as any others. So Iowa has a very good system, and I think we should stick with it. But commercial title insurance is there, and probably on one of the big buildings in Des Moines, the Rouen Center, those kind of buildings, I'm sure have title insurance on it issued by some out-of-state commercial title insurance company.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Chris Hoig with Marion County Title Services.
And that in general is just to protect against fraud, as you said, and then maybe to protect from an error down
right.
the line
exactly.
somewhere?
Any error, they will, and like with Title Guarantee, if there is a claim on your property, with Title Guarantee, you can get a lender's policy or an owner's policy. And if you buy the lender's policy, they give you the owner's policy for free. And it's great. And it's for the dollar amount you paid for the property. So if you bought your house for $100,000, the owner's policy would be $100,000. But if there was a claim, if a neighbor said that your property encroached on theirs, or they had an easement over your property that you weren't honoring, and it wasn't reflected in the search or in the examination, Title Guarantee would defend that. They would hire the attorney to come defend that for you, which would be a great asset rather than, you know, so it would, there is a lot of reason to go ahead and get the owner's policy. But that's another thing title insurance does. They'll defend your title in court right away, rather than if in Iowa under a traditional system, you would have to either make your attorney, you'd probably have to sue somebody to get defense. And if we made a mistake and didn't want to pay for it, you'd have to sue my company. We have Arizona Mission Insurance. We're covered, and any good abstractor would pay that as a mistake made and a lesson learned. But the title insurance policy does give you that that peace of mind, so to speak.
And so does every real estate transaction. I presume it comes with an abstract. I presume that there is the hand of a title company somewhere in those. Is that right?
Almost all. It should. It's there's no legal, it's not in the law that you have to do that to buy or sell real estate. If the bank's going to loan you money on that, they're going to want that done. And if you would get advice from an attorney, I'm convinced they would want to be able to examine a title for you. If you just take a deed from somebody, you're just assuming that they own it and that there's no liens or claims out there.
Well, that's probably a mistake.
That would be a mistake, because you could end up really having, I mean, there could be back taxes that weren't paid, could be a tax lien against the person, you wouldn't be able to resell it or to finance against it without clearing those messes. Lots of liens on property. As I said, there's the number of liens, you have mortgage liens, which everyone's pretty much aware of, but if the owner of the property has personal liens, like an income tax lien, a sales tax lien if they ran a business, those are liens on the property. Any small claims judgment, child support judgments, criminal judgments, all of those attach to any property that person owns. So when we search a property, not only do we search the property for documents, but we search that person's names for liens against them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Chris Hoig with Marion County Title Services.
Well, how common is it for you to discover something that the potential buyer didn't know, or even the seller didn't know?
Common. Almost. I mean, if you want to know if there's an easement, if the city has an easement over your property for say, a sewer line, or the power company has an easement over your property, that would be a minimum of half the properties. And your abstract would just sort of demonstrate where those are, and you could take notice of it.
We know a lot of those. We might not know all of them.
We might not know all of them, and it's a pretty big gamble. You know, for most people, buying a house is the biggest purchase of their life. And, if you listen to the evening radio talk host show, you know, who give you the advice, they will tell you when you buy property to probably have a survey done, which isn't that common in Iowa, but to have a title search done, either title insurance or, like in Iowa, would be an abstract done, and then have your attorney examine it for you and give you a title opinion telling you the status of title.
And you probably even find things within, I don't know, that maybe a family member might not know, like, for example, a husband might have a child support lien with a previous wife the current wife doesn't know about. Does that ever happen?
Oh, that happens. And then you have where the family, you know, they always say, well, there's no problem. It's been in the family for years. Well, when people die, certain, you know, the property transfers to either if there's a will, the people in the will, if not, it goes to all the heirs or the spouse. And there's death taxes on estates, and a lot of times there has to be clarity. You know, no one did Grandpa John's estate, and, you know, Dad just took over it, and we didn't realize that Grandpa John had given another interest to somebody else. And so you've got a third owner in the property that, you know, lives out in New Mexico, and you got a mess. So,
and you help sort that out.
We help sort that. We help prevent that by pointing it out beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of what we do. I kind of kid people, what are you doing? And I'm nosing into other people's business. That's sort of what we do. But all of the stuff we show in an abstract is all public record. It's all available at the courthouse. We just have done a good job of keeping track of which documents and stuff affecting specific property. And then we also maintain a database of items that affect personal names, people, individuals. So, you know, if you've died or got married or were divorced, tax lien, all that stuff, we would, if you had a trade name in your name, started a company and had a lien resulting from that, we would have that information too. So we are, a lot of our business is just record keeping. So that we can do our title searches from our records in a quick competent method.
And you have offices in Knoxville and Pella.
Yeah, we rent an office space in Pella that we maintain on an appointment basis. And we are limited geographically to Marion County. Those are the records that we maintain. We don't, you know, we can't do property in Warren County because we don't have the database of records to search.
And that's just not public access. You have to create some. It's public access, I bet, but there's some things you have to recreate.
Right. And it's difficult if you go to the courthouse and just try to find that information, because those items are indexed almost exclusively by alphabet. First of all, you can't find. We will find clouding or conflicting documents where the neighbor, maybe, say, for instance, 10 years ago, the neighbor sold 10 feet of his property to you to add to your backyard, and he had too much ground. Well, then he goes to get a mortgage 3 years later, and the mortgage company just finds the deed where he got the property. Well, all of a sudden, he's mortgaging that 10 feet that he sold to you. So if you're doing an alphabetical search only, you won't find that document because it's not in the owner's name anymore. We see a lot of there's a lot of out-of-state lenders, and I don't know what sort of title search they do, but I think it's, you know, getaloan.com, and they loan you money, and they maybe transpose lot numbers, and so you own lot 51, and the owner of lot 15 happens to file a mortgage on your property as 51, and then you got to clear that up, and it's a headache for the owner. But
well, the other day when I saw you, you were real busy. Has real estate transactions been picking up? You seemed a little busier than normal. Yeah,
yes, it's been busy, but I guess we have to go back to 2008, 2009, the housing crisis, the financial downfall or whatever, and that really slowed business. I know, I think it was January 2009, we had hardly any sales in the whole county. So business really slowed. Since that time, we've been busy. We do work when people refinance their homes, and we do a title search. We don't have to do the whole abstract because you already have evidence that you own the property by your abstract and title opinion. But we do a letter form report for the bank, which allows you to refinance. So we've been busy with refinancing since interest rates have dropped drastically, and that's a great thing for everybody. But we are now seeing the housing market really pick back up, and talk to realtors both here in Knoxville and in Pella, and it sounds like properties are moving quickly. They're listed. People are interested right away. A lot of them are selling right away. So it's sort of getting back to maybe the good old days, but it seems like that has recovered, and sale prices are looking closer to assessed prices. So I think that maybe that little downturn in the market is on the rise again. So.
Were you ever really worried?
Well, I think anybody who, we had a lot less business than we had in normal years, I'd say, during that time. And yeah, that worries anybody. I think any business owner, when amount of revenue coming in, it drops drastically. You know, your options aren't very good. So we were able to weather the storm, so to speak, and had a really good year last year, the refinance business. And then, especially in November and December, when the supposed cliff we were going to fall off, and, you know, inheritance taxes were going to climb, and capital gains taxes were going to climb. A lot of, especially ag property, there were lots of transfers. People wanted to get the farm out of grandpa's name, or the heirs that inherited a farm decided it was just time to sell and not worry about greater taxes. So we were as busy as I've ever seen in ag property back in late November and December.
And so you handle all kinds of property.
All kinds of property, yeah.
All right, and so what part of your job do you like the best?
I like doing the research. I like to go back, and we just did a farm today. I guess this last week we worked on a farm that was put together by three or four owners, and there were coal rights that, Marion County, we have a lot of coal rights, so there were coal interests back in the 1940s and 50s, and so you have to get the coal, be sure the coal rights come back to the owner, and just sort of a puzzle to me, putting it together and being sure that you get all the ownership. The record of ownership is sort of called a chain of title. Every transfer is another link in the chain, so to speak. So you try to get that put together, and there may not be a deed because property transferred by an estate or a divorce or something like that. So it's just sort of a big puzzle to me, and I enjoy that.
Thanks to Chris Hoig for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.